Donna Egbert is busy stocking some shelves at a one-of-a-kind shop on the Central and South Coast. The downtown Santa Barbara store doesn't take credit cards, checks, or even cash. The Unity Shop helps those in need with free food, clothes, and other items.
I've been working on stocking the shelves because we're doing clients today, and we're putting out pastries, breads, canned goods, just vegetables, just to get ready for them to start shopping.
But the 100-plus-year-old nonprofit has needed some help of its own recently. Unity Shop officials say the Thomas Fire and Montecito debris flow created an unexpected and unprecedented demand for help ranging from food to clothes. At the same time, it disrupted some of Unity's biggest annual fundraisers and led to some donors helping other disaster relief efforts.
It was the perfect storm. Here we are, the latest victim of the disasters. And granted, people are a little tired of that. We've been talking about it, and there is the year after a disaster that's kind of a burnout. People are kind of tired of thinking about it. We're glad we did everything we did in the midst of the disaster. But anyway, we just kind of hit the wall. The funds that would have come in or that we would have normally had in hand would have carried us through this part of the year. And without those and without having a huge endowment or a lot of reserve capital, we just kind of hit the wall and had to temporarily close.
Tom Reed is Unity Shop's executive director. The funding shortfall was so bad it had to close its doors and lay off 15 of its 18 employees for about 6 weeks.
In December of 2017, we're $250,000 upside down. Add another $500,000 that we did not get reimbursed for all that we did with the hiring of 3 people and all the stuff we did for the disasters. And then the telethon that year, you're pushing $1 million. We established a goal that we thought would be fairly realistic to get us back in the saddle of $500,000. And we're very close to that. We're very close to that. So we're thrilled, but we're just not done.
He talks about how they closed some of the shortfall.
We had some $100,000 challenge grants. Diana Robb from Montecito pledged $100,000 on a matching basis. Patricia Bragg from Bragg Apple Cider Vinegar, she wrote us a check for $100,000. We've got another $100,000 on a match. We're thrilled with what the community did to step up. We still have $100,000 to match, so we don't want people to stop because we're not completely out of the woods.
During the closure, Food Bank of Santa Barbara County did some extra food distributions in the Santa Barbara area to try to pick up some of the slack. Now, though, Unity is set to reopen.
We actually opened the doors on November 11th. It's Veterans Day, but our clients have been going without here for a while, so we're going to open on Veterans Day to take care of clients and then straight through the holidays and from then on.
Reed says the need locally is huge. Unity helps thousands of people a year. Many are single parents who have jobs but have a tough time making ends meet.
We've been around 103 years now, and it was Christmas only, admittedly, for 65 years, but now we're year-round. We're taking care of an average of 20,000 low-income people in our county year-round, about 20,000. It amounts to about 60,000 client visits a year. We give away $2 million worth of food and clothing, school supplies, and we have a senior program. We take care of 3,300 seniors.
What makes the store so unique is that once a family's need is established, people can come and pick out things they actually need and want, eliminating the waste of pre-made food baskets. Even though it's not officially open, the downtown Santa Barbara shop is already helping some people now. Donna Egbert, who's been with the store for nearly 2 decades, says she gets it because she once needed help herself.
It's kind of sad because I know how they are going through now because I went through it. But in a way, it's happy because you get to see good people, people in our community who need help, and neighbors need to help neighbors.
The Unity Shop is gearing up to serve 3,500 families during the upcoming holiday season. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.